Okay, we're up to Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud.
Yud Gimel?
Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud. Okay, we are continuing the Churban of Bavel. Sukkim are describing what will happen. And Tani Shai is speaking, it's approximately 160 to 180 years later. And Yeshaya is describing the Churban of Bavel that will come through the alliance of Modai Paras. Paras Modai is different orders. Paras Modai, Modai Paras. There was an alliance between these two nations. If one was a king, the others would be governors. For one nation, they alternate between the kings and governors. The king is the one in charge, the governors are the secondary in command. And they alternate. So Pasuk here says, Ki Chechle, the Churban of Bavel will be complete, will be thorough. To the point, the stars of the heaven, uchisilehem, and their constellations, lo yohelu, will not spread light. Yohel means light. It's a word, it's an unusual word. Yashiru, the Mesudah says, Yashiru means to shine. They will not shine at the time of the Churban. And this can be interpreted to mean that they're mazel. The constellation, every nation, it is Rashi, coming up soon, Rashi says that every nation has a mazel, and before the actual nation is destroyed, first Hashem destroys and conquers the mazel, and then the nation, the sar, the guardian angel, and then the nation falls. So here as well, the stars of the heaven, uchisilehem, and their constellations, lo yohelu, will not shine, lo yohelu, oyrom, their light will not shine, choshach Hashemesh b'tzeiso, the sun will be dark when it goes forth, v'yorech lo yagia oro, and this moon will not shine, will not give forth its light, although the moon, we know, does not give forth its own light, when it reflects light, but the same meaning is that once the sun is not producing light, the moon, the Nela, will also not reflect its light. That is, it's an expression which describes their darkness, and we should point out that when we find times of simcha, it's also a reference to the sun brings forth its light. It says Hashemesh bigvura so. When there are good times, Sukkim described the simcha, the happiness, the success with the sun going forth in its light, with its might. But here, when there's a time of Korban, then we describe it in the opposite, where the sun is dark and the moon does not give forth light as well either. Next pasuk Yud Aleph, Ufokadati al tevel ra'at, I will visit upon the earth evil. Referring to Bavel, V'al Rishoim Avonam, I will bring upon the wicked their sins, I will punish them for their sins. V'hishvati Go'on Zedim, I will bring an end to the pride of the Zedim of the evildoers. V'gavas, the arrogance or Ritzim of the tyrants, Ashpil, I will lower, I will humiliate, I will bring to the earth, bring down. Now there is an interesting word here, Ufokati Al Tevel. There are many words to describe the earth. There's Eretz, there is Adama, and here we have another word, Tevel. By the way, Derech Agav, what is the difference between the word Eretz and Adama? Some people say, Borei Pri Ho'etz. The fruit of the Eitz. No, I'm sorry, so that's the Eitz, it's true, I'm sorry, I'm just saying that. Borei Pri Ho'adama. Vegetables is Pri Ho'adama, but Hamoitzi Lechem Min Ho'oretz, that's what I meant. Hamoitzi Lechem Min fruits is Eitz, trees. But when it comes to two different types of produce, vegetables pri ho adama, but bread motzi lechem min haaretz. So just there, what's the difference between eretz and adama? So the Malbum says, adama refers to the surface of the earth. Eretz refers to the depth of the earth. Vegetables derech klal, the roots do not descend. Do not spread very deep in the earth, within the surface, the first three tfachim. Chita, wheat, bread, wheat, grain, the roots spread much deeper into the earth. Therefore, when it comes to bread, hamotzi lecha min ha'aretz, the roots go far, far down. Vegetables is bori pri ho adama. It's the surface. The roots do not descend that far into the ground. In many examples, you look in Tanakh, you look in different examples in Nusach Atfilah, you find different examples. You take notice when we use the word Ho'adam, when we use the word Eretz, it fits very well. Eretz is the depth, Adam is the surface. But here's a word for the earth, Teva. tevel also, if it was pronounced with a segol underneath both letters, the first two letters, it would be tevel, which means abomination, means sin. So when we use the word tevel, it refers to the earth, the people living on the earth who have committed sins. Where do we find this word in the Nusach HaTfilah on Rosh Hashanah? V'gamis Noach ba'ahava zecharta. We go on to say that you gave a bracha l'harbo zarka afros tevel. Now if you look in the pasuk, the bracha that Hashem gave Noach was the eretz. I don't have the pasuk, I wrote it all the way down. Noach, the nusach and the tila is l'harbo zaro ka'afros tevel, but the bracha in the Torah was v'santi es zaracha ka'afar ha'oretz, like the dust of the oretz. So why had in the nusach HaTfilah do we change from oretz to tevel? Tevel means people who live on the earth who have committed sins. Because when we recite the tefillahs, when we look back, Hashem, when He gave the bracha, His intent, His bracha was that you should increase and your progeny should be tzaddikim, should be people that live on the earth, l'habozar ka'afros, that your seed shall increase, ka'afar ha'aretz. But unfortunately, most of the descendants of Noah were not tzaddikim. Yeah?
How about this book?
Good point. Okay, I didn't notice that. I didn't trigger it, unfortunately. It says a lot about me. But said every day, but I don't know, you have to be my eye, and it's a very good point. I don't know the answer. But here it fits well. Let's discuss later. Okay, it's a good point. There's tevel and there is eretz. Tevel is a word which alludes to the sinners because of tevel. Tevel also, they have committed an abomination. And so here, v'kadi al tevel ra. So here it's our people who have committed sins. It fits very well to this pasuk here, al tevel ra. Again, by Noach, the reason why we refer to it is because when we reflect backwards, when we look back in history, we realize that most of the descendants of Noah are not people that went in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore we say Ka'afros Tevel, and here as well it's Al Tevel Ra. Okay, let's go further. So V'yal Rasham Ravonu Avilit upon their evil sins, Vishpati Gom Jadim Gavas Aritzim Ashpil, and the arrogance Aritzim always means the tyrants, people that abuse, torment and terrorize other people. We have the word many times. Okay, pasuk yud beis. At this point in time, the pasuk oikir enosh mi pas. Okay, let's read the pasuk first. Oikir Hashem will enosh means man. Man will be more valuable than mi pas. Pas is fine gold. There are many types of gold. In fact, in midrashim, I think there are seven types of gold. I'm not sure, but pas is one of the finest forms of gold. It's not just gold. It's very, very fine. Very, very pure gold. The Adam and man will be more precious than Kesem. Kesem also means gold. Ophir. Ophir is name of a place. There's discussion. Where is Ophir on the map? But it was high quality gold that was imported from this country called Ophir. Mm. And the pasuk, according to its similar interpretation as the Mitzvot learns, says that at this point in time, when the soldiers of Modai Uparas attack, really specifically Modai attack Bavel, they were barbarians. There was nothing you can give them as a bribe or a pidyon to let you live. Normally, when you have a civilized country or an army that comes to attack, you can bribe them. Every person has a price. I'll give you $1 million, $1 billion, $1 trillion. What do you want? Whatever you want, I'll give you. Just don't kill us. Just don't take our property. Don't conquer this nation. Generally speaking, every person has a price. But these people from Modai were so barbaric, nothing, they had no price. It was more precious in their eyes to take the life of a human being, to stab, to murder human beings, than all the money in the world. Than those times, what was the most valuable thing? Pause, and kesem ofir. So that's oikir enosh mi pause. It's more valuable to the people of Modai, the soldiers of Modai, to take the life of man, enosh. If that's the most valuable thing, to see the blood of man be spilled, mipaz, more so than gold. You can give them the finest gold, they wouldn't care. The Adam, it's more valuable to take the life of man, mikesem ofir, than the gold that comes from this nation, ofir. That is the way the Mitzudos learns the simple interpretation of the pasuk. There are many midrashim, and there are mamorim from the Zohar, and they all explain this in reference to that at this point in time, at this tragic time, an individual will be elevated. There will be a person who will be looked up to in this world as a great person, a respected person. Who is this person? So Rashi, we saw with Rashi, this refers to Daniel, because Daryavesh Hamadi, okay, not the Daryavesh from Paras. There was an earlier person called Daryavesh Hamadi. He was the general. He was the one that killed the king of Babel. At that moment in time, already Nebuchadnezzar is long gone. And the one that was the king was his grandson, Belshazzar. Belshazzar was murdered by Daryavesh Hamadi. Am I saying the pronunciation? Modi Modai. The nation is Modai.